Hello.
Hi, is this Jim?
This is Jim.
Good to speak with you again, Jim. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I did get your text message, and of course we've had a couple of conversations. Now, we don't do free trials, so I don't know who sent you that
text
message.
Well, that must be somebody else. That's got to be somebody else trying to suck me in. Okay.
Yeah, well, I did resend the email that I sent originally, and I don't know if you have had a chance since we spoke to take a look at that email, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Hold on one sec. I'm going to go to that email and find it and see, because I'm ready to move forward now. I finally got my, okay, let me know if you have this one you sent.
I just resent the original email this morning, so it should be easy for you to find.
To the latest. I'm in Miami right now in a hotel room with my sister. She's sick, and I've got to get her to the emergency room. We came here 2 days ago.
I see.
Because there was a hospital that she felt she could get better care, and
right.
I'm sort of stuck here. I'm trying to get her out of bed. If I can't get her in the next couple hours, I'm going to call the fire department and have them, 911 and have them come. But while I'm over here and I have time on my hands, I can go through this stuff. So it looks your friend. Monitor your reviews, generate more leads, track your success.
Yeah, there's an example of the website. Of course, we're going to include the website at no additional cost. And that does mean the initial construction of the site, as well as the hosting, maintenance, updating of the website included at no cost. I mean, it is a fixed flat rate of exactly $249. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits, no taxes.
Now, how soon, if I get this going, like right now, this morning, how soon before I would be posted on Google and I'd start getting customers?
Really
good question. How long will the process take?
Yeah, so
that's the one thing I didn't ask. I set up a PayPal business account and I didn't ask the right questions. I assumed transferring money from my bank debit card to my PayPal debit card would be instant, like Venmo or Zelle
right,
or anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
That's not the case. It's a 4 to 7 day process.
Mm-hmm.
So that taught me a big lesson. I have to ask more questions.
It's good that you're asking that, and we are doing multiple things. Everything does have a little bit of their own time frame. Assuming that you would be available for our client interview today, because we will have one of our technicians want to speak with you in detail
you
about your
services.
You can't
set up the website without getting questions answered from me.
Exactly.
There's going to be details. There's going to be services I provide. There's going to be pictures that I need to provide to go with. I realize that they can't set up the website without getting every single question they need answered from me. So I can commit to setting aside that time uninterrupted and doing nothing but answering their questions today.
Yeah,
were to do that, and if I were to pay the money today, could I be up and running tomorrow?
Well, no, it doesn't work that way. I mean, it's going to take us about 5 to 7 business days to build out your website. And we are creating the content that Google will index. And then, of course, that's what puts you on that first page. We do need to make sure that you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing. Sometimes that process can take 5 to 10 business days. The Facebook
That's the problem that I have. Once I pay you, I'm sort of paying you my last money until I get, more jobs on my own. And is there anything we could do to decrease that time to where, let's say I was live Monday? That's today's what, Friday? That gives a few days. Can you check with your resources? Because here's my problem. I can't tie up $250 right now for something that could take a week, because in that week, I not only would I not be making any money, because it's not, I'm not, you know, I'm not electronic yet. I'm not recognized digitally.
Right.
But I have no money to, you know, to live on. That's literally the only money that I have. I transferred, $100 from my account to my PayPal account, and it still hasn't gone through yet.
Okay.
So once that goes through, now I see that you have other packages, more comprehensive. If this was successful and I started making money off of this program, can I upgrade and still get a deal to the next, you know, highest, until I get,
sure,
you know, I don't think any of these home advisor, there's other sites, Handy, Thumbtack, I don't think that these are as, effective as good old fashioned. People still trust Google.
Exactly,
Yelp
correct.
Is trying to get me. Let me ask you, and this is a personal recommendation, yes or no. Do you think I need Yelp if I'm on Google? Is that something that I need?
Because my short answer, and we do work with Yelp. We sell Yelp ads. We do offer that to clients as well. I think it adds value to Google, but I don't think it's something that you need in and of itself. You certainly don't need to pay for it or pay for Yelp ads. Some of our bigger clients do have budget for it, and, you know, they do see a return on investment using it. So it's a product we offer. Yelp is a directory that we create, and that's what's going to get you on that first page of Google. And the short answer is we can't, you know, flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. We have to do everything by Google guidelines. We have to create the content that Google wants to see. I mean, I can help you on the back end. I can push out your next month's billing. But, I mean, there's really not anything that we can do to significantly expedite the process below a week. I mean, it's going to be, you know, getting everything set up, getting you pinned very. Of course, we have to create all that content, create the website and things like that. So, I mean, I don't know if now is the best timing for you. I don't want to take your last dollar and then tell you we're going to replace it tomorrow, because it just wouldn't work that way. But I can work with you. And like you said, there's no better value than being on that first page of Google. Something like a lead.
What if I were to agree to work with a separate team as far as the website team to help them be able to get the site built faster? If I would, because until I get another job right now, I can give you 100% of my time. I can literally put my earbud in. I can open up my tablet, and I can do whatever you need me to do for the next, you know, 48 to 72 hours. I can give you literally every single thing that you need. You won't have to wait a minute for input from me, any content that you need me to type in or specific information that you...
I mean, that's always helpful. That is always helpful. And, you know, I wish I could say, hey, yeah, that's going to work and let's run with it. But,
could
I mean,
it happen,
we're not
could it
Google.
Happen sooner? If what's the soonest that it can happen if I'm available 24/7 to answer all of your questions? What's the soonest you've seen it happen in?
Yeah, the time frame that I'm giving you, the week to 10 days is typically what it's going to take to get everything up and going. And I would really be doing you a disservice to tell you that there's anything that we could do to make it happen faster than that. I mean, unfortunately,
but
we are not Google, although we are a Google
100%.
Partner.
Well, once it's up, 100%, right?
Well, like, once you're on that first page, you stay on that first page, and you'll keep getting phone calls, and the Facebook ads will keep running, and you'll have the online presence that would work to get you, a steady stream of phone calls and jobs and things like that.
I don't think there's any way to do it. The only way I could do it faster would be to contact Google directly and try
only,
to set this up directly, right?
The only thing that you can do with Google directly is Google paid ads, and that's part of the Platinum package, and that's what we do. And even setting up those Google ads, even if you were to do it directly from Google, it's still going to take 5 to 7 business days. And the minimum required ad spend is $300, and that's like pay per click. That's the only product.
Oh yeah, I don't want pay per click. Pay per click is That's, I've found anybody that I know that's done pay-per-click wishes they hadn't. They didn't see the value.
That's why I didn't ever kind of pitch the Platinum Premier package for you, because not only is it more expensive than everything else that we'd be doing here, it's not permanent. I mean, you'll always be rotating in and out of those spots, and it's no guarantee you can get clicks on and not get calls. So that's the only thing that you can do directly from Google, aside from trying to get PIN verified through Google. And
well,
that,
I think what you're telling me is I don't think there's another way for me to get the digital presence online that you're offering in a less amount of time.
Even trying to do it yourself, even trying to get PIN verified as a business owner, that process as a business owner is a lot more difficult, more challenging. A lot of times it gets rejected and business owners get frustrated. No one can get you on the first page of Google faster than a Google partner. Not even Google would be able to do the things that we do, because they don't have the resources.
Somebody called me
it.
And wants me to become a Google partner. Is that something that would be included in what you're offering? Or is that
now, I don't even know what that would mean for a business owner that is not like an SEO company or a digital marketing firm to be a Google partner.
Maybe a scam?
It sounds like some kind of mumbo jumbo from someone who's just trying to get money out of you. Absolutely. I mean, Google partners up with digital marketing firms to help other business owners see a higher return on investment using Google products. You know, obviously for your services, that's not really relevant to make you a Google partner. So I would be leery of those types of phone calls. Like I said, we've been doing this in 2004. I've been with the company almost 12 years. April 17th will be my 12-year anniversary, so about 2 months from now.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm trying to help you, you know. And like
yeah,
I said,
I know you are. I believe that you are.
Yeah, let's go with it. Give me your credit card number. You're going to be fine. But like I said, if I don't want to take your last dollar and tell you we're going to be able to replace it.
I don't really have any other choice, though. What was your first name?
My name is Paul. Yeah.
Paul. Yeah. Paul, while I don't want to put my last money into it, I don't think I have any other choice. I'm right in season. If I don't get this rolling now, if I have to reach as many people as I can reach, the one thing that I need now, I know you said you'd include a website, but what quality of website and what features of website is something that I need to know, because there's one feature that I want. I want to have an area where someone can initiate a chat, okay? And once they initiate a chat, they want to ask me a question. I'll be available to answer that question same business day, probably sooner. But I want to advertise it as the same business day.
Okay.
And I want to be able to answer their questions to try to promote a more feeling on the other end. If I answer their question and I'm honest, I'm hoping that they'll feel more comfortable and pick me to invite me over to meet with them, you know, to set up a consultation and hopefully get a proposal approved, you know, while I'm there.
There is a contact form, and most of the time people will call you. There's a click to call feature for everything that they'll see for your business. They just hit the click to call and it dials you directly.
So they can call you right away, instantly.
They can.
Right from
they
my
can
phone.
Call you right away. They don't even have to dial your number, just the click to call. There's also the contact form. They can type in the project that they're looking for, their location, things like that, and you can respond as soon as you get that. As soon as they do that, you get a text message as well as an email alerting you to the fact that someone is trying to reach out to you through your website.
Now, if I put a calendar on the website, can they schedule an appointment based on open times in my schedule? Like if they see my options are I can meet with Jim at 8:30, 10, 12:30, or 2, can they select and pick and actually set up an appointment, put their address in and set up an appointment for that time? Is that function available?
So if that was something that you had already set up and a widget that we can add to your website, then it would be. That's not something that we build into the websites. I mean, obviously that's a lot more content that we create. The website that we're doing for you, I mean, it's a free website.
Very
I don't
basic.
Know, It's not basic. I mean, it is a Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven website. There is a link. If you look on the email where it says website demo, you can click right on it and it opens right up to an example of the website. Now, of course, this is not an actual website. It's a, 555, but it is an example of what your website would look like. It's kind of a demo of how it would render. At the top, there's a computer monitor, a tablet, and a smartphone. You can click on any of those icons, and it will show you how your phone will...
Okay, I don't see on the email you sent me, I can't find anything that says website demo. I've got... Okay,
so if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the email...
The very bottom, what I see is under services, I've got local SEO, Google Guaranteed, My Site Old, Facebook Ads, under Quick Launch, I've got Terms and Conditions, Privacy Policy, Site Map, Third Parties. I've got under Company, Careers, YS, Contact.
You're on the link to the pricing page.
So I need to get to a different email?
Well, just the general email that I sent out to you. This is Local Splash, Local SEO and Digital Branding Services.
The one at 941? Is that the one, the correct one?
Yeah, the one that I just sent, correct.
Yep. Google Partner, please click on our badge of authenticity below.
Yeah, scroll up.
Because we know you love the service, will be offered on a month-to-month basis.
A little bit higher.
This package, website demo. I found it. Website demo. Boom. Okay, so... Handymaster, 15 problems, one task, handed down, and then it says schedule right there. Boom. Schedule. Contact us, name, phone, email, address, message, prove you're not a robot. And then it has an SMS link and a phone link. Does either of those get them directly to me?
Correct. They both would.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like a simple basic website. I mean, it's a modern looking website, and it's what a lot of businesses do quite well with, and of course something that makes a lot of potential customers want to pick up the phone and call you.
So I can put as many pictures as I want to include on your gallery.
Absolutely. And if it's something you like to do on your own, we'll do it for free. Just email us photos. You'll also have, though, a website editor tool, and you can make changes to your website yourself. You can add photos, put a special on there, senior discount,
perfect.
Holiday special.
This is exactly what I need. I don't need overkill. I need just something that, people can overkill on a website.
I agree.
I wanted to make a more complex or if I wanted to... change my website into a more professional website, would I have that option to pay for? How much would it cost me if I wanted to do that?
So, we can talk about doing a more
Not
comprehensive
today. Let's say
website.
I'm talking
down the road.
Down
Absolutely.
The road.
So, we can discuss that. I mean, a lot of times when it's a loyalty situation, like you've been with us for a couple of months, you're happy with the service. We do a lot of times include services at no additional cost. Obviously we want to earn your business. We want to make sure that you're happy using the service.
Loyalty program concept, right? The more I do with you, the more trust I put in you, and the more I rely on you guys to help me market my business,
The more successful you'll be. The more products that you have, the more successful you'll be. And I mean, we're not going to throw everything and the kitchen sink all at the very beginning, because obviously that's resources that we need to spend. But if you're using our services, you keep our services, we want to work with you. We want to help you grow your company. That's why I think the Platinum Package is perfect for you. I'm not trying to charge you more than you would need. And I'm also not trying to give you a package that wouldn't benefit you, right? So I think that Platinum Package with your service area, I think that's going to be ideal for you. And again, it is listed on our website at $599 with a $299 setup fee, which is what it cost us to set up in that first month, building the website and everything else.
So you're giving me a great deal.
We have to earn your business for like 4 months just for us to break even. But keeping clients on board long term, not because there's a contract, there is no contract, it's month to month, but keeping clients on board because they're profitable and like the service, that's how we've been successful for more than 20 years. So
how many months can I go at this
at that rate, it's fixed. It's not going to go up ever. I mean, I'm getting the lowest price possible, and it's a fixed flat rate, so it will never go up no matter how long you keep the service. So it's kind
all
of
right,
our new
let's
business.
Get it going. I have no choice, man. I got to get this going. So
I appreciate the opportunity.
Going.
I do. And like I said, I'll do set up the follow-up call with your technician, and I am also required
to... Do I have to pay you today or...
Correct.
Or I do. Okay. All right. Well,
so,
I'm ready to go then.
Is it Jim or James on the card?
My official name is James. The name I like to go by is Jim.
Okay, but the card it says James.
I think, what do you think? Legally, to do my background check and everything else, it needs to go under James.
I'll put in the notes that you prefer Jim. We'll always address you as Jim, but if James is on the card, then that's what we're going to use.
What do you think? Should I put Jim or... Will they still be able to approve me and do what they need to do if I put Jim?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be everywhere except on the billing information and then, of course, the paperwork. By paperwork, I mean emails and things that you'll get. That's going to have the billing name, the name as it appears on the card. But I'll have it everywhere in the notes. You prefer Jim, and that's how we'll address you.
Okay. All right. Do we do this now with you on the phone or
correct. And then I'll read the voice verification, which is required of us because we're Google partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, including the website for you. And then I'll pull up the client interview calendar. We'll schedule that follow-up call for later today.
Now, if we did this today, what day would I be required to pay for the next month? Can we push that back as far as possible?
That's what I was wanting to do here for you. So once per quarter, and I haven't used it yet. I've been saving it for something, and I'm glad that I still have it available. We are about halfway through the first quarter already. I can do what's called a six-week first month. And it's exactly like it sounds. So if I pull up the calendar, so your first month would actually be 6 weeks, meaning that, and there, it makes it easy, February is only 4 weeks exactly. Instead of billing on March 14th, it would bill on March 28th. So you'd have
perfect.
6 weeks until your second
perfect.
Payment is due. I'll
that
read that
perfect.
Into the voice verification as well. Now, is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
The Visa.
Discover? Visa.
The Visa.
Okay, so that should start with the 4, all Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number.
You do, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mine starts with a 4.
Visas are 4, MasterCards are 5.
Okay. What do you need first?
Go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time. I'll repeat it back to you at the end.
4355-4625-0304. 4260.
The expiration month and year?
11/27.
11/2027, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
073.
So I got 073073, November or 11/2027 for the expiration date. Jim, was the card itself 4355-4625-0304-4260.
Yes, and the name on the card is James Yellen DiVigili.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card 1306 Southwest 33rd Terrace?
I don't think they've changed my billing address yet. I think the billing address on the card is still my old address, which is 7547 Captiva Boulevard.
Could you spell that?
Yeah. C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, T as in Tom, I as in Igloo, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, Boulevard, Fort Myers, Florida, 33967.
33967. Okay. Now, I do need to read that voice verification, and again, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jim, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Diva Jilly Total Home Services.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Jim, please state your
name.
How
do you think that name, what do you think of that? Is that a good name, or would you change it? Or?
No, I wouldn't. I like it. I mean, you do a lot.
Because it's quite literally what I do.
Exactly.
I offer
and
a
that's
total
always a
home
good
service.
Idea. It's always a good idea for your name to reflect the services that you provide. And, of course, it's your company with your name on that. I like Total Home Services.
I have my own EIN number, so I have my IRS number to officially, you know, pay taxes and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm all set up.
Yeah, I like it. And it is very descriptive. It's informative. It's what people want to know. And it really does imply and convey that you do pretty much everything. And that's exactly what people are going to want to respond to. Now it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is James DiVigili, which I'd like to be Jim DiVigili, and I am the owner operator.
Okay, perfect. And I do have it listed that you prefer Jim. And then Jim, as the owner of DiVigili Total Home Services.
I have it set up as a sole proprietorship. I don't know if you need to know that or not.
I'll put that in the notes. You are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, of course, for that Visa card in your name that you just provided, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
I am the owner and only authorized user on the account.
Perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jim, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Also,
perfect.
I will agree to any advice. If you want to say, hey, we believe that you could be more successful if you did X, Y, Z, I want every bit of advice that you have that, you know, from companies you've seen succeed, and I want to make corrections to my portfolio based on companies that you've seen fail. I want to make sure I trust your, longevity in what
Absolutely.
You've been doing and in yeah. your role. And I think the only way for me to be successful is going to be for me to trust someone like you and
we appreciate
proceed
that.
Accordingly.
Yeah,
why do it if you're not going to do it completely?
We appreciate that. We're absolutely looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. And our clients that are kind of actively involved in their campaign, they are the ones that are always the most successful. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it is month to month, no contract. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. Of course, we want to make sure that for all the different services that we're already providing for you, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing.
Yeah, I tried this with Angie, and it was a miserable failure, and I learned an important lesson there, and I'm going with, I believe that you would not have the job that you've had for as long as you've had it. Google would not have supported you.
That's
if
correct.
You were not performing, if people were not succeeding in their businesses, they would not go through you and you have received negative comments. And I don't think you'd still be doing what you're doing after 12 years. So
you're absolutely correct with that. And you know, before COVID, Google would come to our offices. Now everything's Zoom meetings and emails and things like that. But I remember, because the rep was like 4 feet from me, when he was singing our praises as a company, and he was very happy with our performance, happy with the partnership, and that still remains true. You know,
are you in Florida?
No, we're headquartered in California, the same as Facebook and Google. Our service area as a Google partner is all of the United States and Canada. So we definitely
will you be able to provide me a phone number or a way that I can reach you directly in a reasonable period of time, you know, like like within the day. If I have a question that I want to ask you directly, I want to make sure I have a way to contact you.
So my contact information, my toll-free and my extension is already on the email at the bottom.
Okay.
But I'm also going to send you a text message with my contact information right now, my toll-free and my extension.
You can either give me a call. I'll save you in my contacts and then I'll have you.
So you can call me, you can respond to this text, you can also respond to the email that I sent out to you as well.
Once I get everything set up and the site is set up and the whole thing set up, I want you to take a look at it like from a fresh, unbiased perspective and tell me I would call you to hire you for the service, or I think you need to add more of this, I think you need to change this. Would you be willing to do that for me?
Yeah, of course, of course. I'll be your account lead. I am on the phone quite a lot, so when it comes to you calling me, it may go to voicemail. If I'm between phone calls,
I assume I'm the same way. I'm usually busy during the day. As long as you get back to me, if it's possible to get back to me within 24 hours or that business day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll definitely be able to do that. Yeah, almost always within an hour. So back to the voice verification. You know, we do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll make sure no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. So we can make
but will
sure
it show that I'm located
accurate.
In Cape Coral, that
correct.
I'm operating out? Okay, good.
You'll be listed city and state, but not that zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, we can target anywhere you want to go. If there are places you want to avoid, we can do that too. Just tell our technician in our client interview where you want to service. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, the website included, the setup fee waived, this next part, and of course with the six-week first month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Of course, that is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches on, you know, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads, the social media campaign is included as well. And, of course, that non-refundable payment does include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website. Again, that website is included, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update that website for you at no additional cost. Normally, it is month-to-month and would bill a month from today, but I am going to apply here a six-week first month, meaning that your next payment will not be on March 14th. It would not be scheduled until March 28th. Recurring billing would be on the 28th of the month moving forward from there. It is, of course, in the exact same amount of $249. That is a fixed rate that will never go up on you. As
so when you search me on Google, you search, you know, handyman or the keyword that
specific services,
But we figure out that I'll be on the first page of their phone when they search
if they're on
Google.
Phone. laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles that have internet access. You'll be popping up for those searches as long as people are in your service area and they're searching for keywords related to the services that you provide, keywords that, of course, we'll be talking about in your website and all of the additional content that we'll be creating for you, okay?
Now, on my interview, when I do the process where we set up what these keywords are, will there be someone to give me advice on based on the services I provide?
Correct.
What keywords are the best to put in?
Absolutely. We will maybe even on that phone call, but shortly after, if not, email you a list of, well, we'll do the keyword research. So we'll find out what is everybody else typing in, what is being searched for these particular services. You can say, hey, I like it. Let's go with it. You can say, oh, I don't really like that one. Can you remove it? Can we add this? Can we add that? We'll always be able to do that. And, of course, anything and everything can be updated at any time. There's
never
any additional cost for that.
Would it help you if I were to take a moment and send you an email of – try to think of every service that I provide to a home, would that help you or no?
Well, I mean, our client interview is going to take down all of that information, but
okay.
It would help our technician, yeah. I mean, if you already kind of have that kind of mapped out and you're not kind of like, you know, kind of thinking about it. But that's why there's a one-hour window for a call that typically can take anywhere from 20 minutes to 40 minutes. There's always more time left over if you're...
Oh, so they're going to be asking me those questions, working it through with me.
That's the whole point of that client interview, is to get all of that information. Now, again, it is month to month. There is no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. If you need to pause the service, let's say you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation, you can, in fact, even pause the service seasonally, although I don't think that would be necessary. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jim, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jim,
gotcha.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Hold on one sec. My phone has a pen.
Okay, no problem. Just let me know when you are ready.
Okay, I'm ready. What is
it? Perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if you email either at the very end of the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And like
Hold
you
on.
Said, you...
I thought you were done. Let me open up the...
No problem.
Okay, say that again. The email is info...
No, support.
I'm sorry, hold on.
That's okay. Support.
Support.
At local splash. Local like your local area, splash like a splash of water. So support@localsplash.com. Now, of course, you'll receive all this information by way of email, and you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, one thing that I did want to let you know, our finance department did try to process that payment, and it came back with an AVS or address mismatch. So I'm going to update it.
So
to
maybe they did update my billing address. Let's try the new address, which is 1306.
Uh-huh. Southwest 33rd Terrace, Cape Coral, 33914. Now, with and it only happens with the address mismatch, it's going to still show as a pending charge. So, you know, obviously we're only charging the one payment of $249. You will see a pending charge for the same amount. That will drop off by the end of the day. Just wanted to let you know that. That happens only with the address mismatch. Our system is taking a moment here, which means that it is processing that payment and that your address has been updated. I can email you that confirmation as well that payment was processed.
Please.
I'll do that. Yeah. I almost emailed you the future invoice, but and I can do that too because that does reflect 328. So I just sent you the invoice for the payment today. The one I'm going to send you as well, it's just to reflect the date of 328, which is your future payment. It's not a bill that's due anytime soon. In fact, I'm sending it to you so you know that you don't have a payment scheduled until the 28th and not the 14th of March, okay? Just for your record. So I sent that out to you as well. And just so you know, they did update your billing address. Now, the only other order of business on my end here is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of
something about I have to accept the terms.
Yes, correct. That's the one I was asking you. The written terms and conditions. Your welcome email has already been sent as well. But the one that got sent out to you, the one that says local splash initial invoice, click here to accept the terms. It's hyperlinked. If you click on the click here, it goes to the local
splash. That's what I did. I clicked here, and then it says conditions, recitals, agreements. So I just go to the bottom.
There should be a couple of boxes for you to click. One that says I agree to receive SMS messages. The other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it where it says click here, it is James, not Jim, but only there because it's on the billing information. But once you type in your first and last name, click the confirm signature box. That's the longer orangish colored box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on it.
I went all the way down and I got down to generate 10 times more leads today, get a quote. I didn't get any boxes.
Okay. So you're on a different one. I think I sent you the receipt and things like that. I kind of sent out the other emails. But you got also one that says generate more business, if that's the one you're looking at.
Let me get to my Outlook. Okay, local support.
Slash initial
action needed, pictures needed. Is that the one that's sent out at 10:50?
Yeah, we can touch on that briefly. Everybody gets that whether they're verified or not, and it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but if you can send us pictures of tools or equipment, photos of your work vehicle, if there's any business cards, you can snap a picture of that. Obviously, there's no physical workplace since you go out to the customer. Just your service vehicle in front of your home is fine for that one. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
No.
That's okay. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, like I said, but that does help us kind of expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are a real active business that you would be able to provide.
I'm insured. I have liability insurance for me. Like if I am working on somebody's house and I fall, if that.
You can send us that. That would help too. There's a link through your client dashboard, which is your tracking system, for you to send that information. It doesn't have to be immediate, but like you said, anything and everything that you can do expedites the process. The other one though, not the welcome email, but the one that says local splash initial invoice, and I'm not exactly sure why our system wanted to send you two of them. They're exactly the same, but the one sent at 10:50, that is the one that you could click on. It says local splash initial invoice.
And it says, hello, James. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below this email.
Correct.
You're having trouble. And then it says, notify us of any cancellations at least 3 days before renewal date. access your dashboard, and then it says email local support at localsplash.com, schedule appointment, local splash, live chat on, and that, but it doesn't give me any boxes.
Yeah. And I opened that one too. They're sending you a little bit more information, but not the information we needed. So the one that was sent at 10:49, it says again, it still says local, it says local splash initial invoice, not the one that says local splash invoice, but the one that says local splash initial invoice.
I opened that one up. Thank you for choosing. Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept.
Click here.
Okay. I'll click
that's
here. Sure.
Now we're cooking with gas. You'll see
okay,
the two boxes at the bottom.
There's two boxes. I agree to receive SMS messages. I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information completed is accurate.
Click both of those boxes.
I click both of those boxes.
Click in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it and type in or copy and paste James, not Jim, because that's how it is on the card. The J and the D are capitalized, by the way, but once you've got your first and last name in that box...
It won't let me scroll up. All I have is signature, your name, James DiVigili. To agree, please electronically sign this document by typing your name.
You're on your smartphone, right?
Yeah, okay, maybe it'll let me. Hold on, James.
You might have to turn it sideways in landscape mode. It should pop up high enough, as long as your orientation lock is not on. When you turn your phone sideways, you should have the opportunity to type your name in and click on the confirm signature box. Jim, are you able to click on that orange box? Ooh, what happened to Jim?